Welcome back to the Make Money Making Videos podcast. Today we're talking about get more jobs on Upwork easy, and this is how. Sweet, I'm just starting a new thing of just reading the exact title off word for word because I always freestyle the title a little bit, but it's written here, may as well read it word for word. Now, this is playing off a little theory. I was at the office yesterday, Sunday, never the hardest day on a Sunday, but I was away for a whole week before, so I obviously came in still and got a couple things done, right? Made a YouTube video, made a brand new video intro for Upwork as a testing out this new theory where I've decided to, you know, niche. You've got a niche, right? The video production niche. There's plenty of different freelance sectors on Upwork, right? Or any freelance site for that matter. Apply this, you know, use Upwork and replace it with whatever your favorite freelance site is. For me, it's Upwork, right? So I'm targeting it for that. But you've got, you know, web design, you got graphic design, you got video production, you got copywriting, you've got all these niches, right? But there's niches within niches. And this is how you can, you know, get jobs almost all the time, like pretty much guaranteed. Now, this is gonna be an extreme example because I have certain things in my favor that, you know, undeniably are gonna be basically giving me a little bit of a push in the right direction and sort of just making my case for me. And you'll understand what those are in a second. But basically, niching down even further can get you the job guaranteed. And yesterday, I got a client in the quickest I've ever had a client after applying. I got on the phone to a guy called John. And me and John talked within literally 30 minutes of applying to his job, and literally 30 minutes before that, I'd made my video intro. So, first off, if you're totally new to even the phrase video intro, there are three types of ways you can effectively showcase your work on the internet as a remote freelancer. You could use a showreel, pretty cool. You could use a portfolio, obviously, awesome, you know, basically essential, right? Or you could use a video intro. Now, a combination of the three and deploying them whenever you see fit is pretty good as well. I've got all three of these, you know, but a video intro is crucial. A video intro, in my opinion, it 100% works better for certain personality types, but I think anybody can do this. Anybody can really do it. And what it is a perfect pitch. The video intro, my video intro looks more or less exactly like this right here. I sit down and I pitch myself for 2 minutes long. In fact, 2 minutes is a bit long. You wanna make it shorter the better, but obviously if you have something to say the whole way through, there you go, you can obviously make it longer. Had a little indigestion in my throat there for a second. Basically, the situation here is that a video intro, ever since my friend Aussie came to me one day after I told him about freelancing and said, Jack, we need to make a YouTube video for the client specifically. That's how he pitched it to me at first, was this is gonna be a YouTube video just for the client. It's an unlisted YouTube video. You pitch yourself for 2 minutes long. Damn it, sorry, computer. And you know, basically, it's much more personal than a massive piece of text that most people get. Hey, I'm Jeremy, I'm the best freelancer for you. I'm gonna edit your job so good and I've done this, but it's written, right? So, you know, it's not the most attractive form of an application. Now, a video of the person talking directly to the client, and you literally started off and you're like, hey, what's up? You know, I'm Jack, I'm a freelance video editor. I'd love to work on your job. Basically, having a video intro is super effective. I think I might have talked about that a little bit too much, all right? So video intro, effective, basically. I'll leave other videos linked down below so you can hear me talk more about the video intro if you even need to, because looking back, that seemed like a long time that I just described it for. It was meant to be a brief 10-second explanation, but oh well. Pretty much the video intro is a far more personal way to approach jobs. Works literally 10 times better than a normal application. I don't think anybody who's used a video intro would tell me anything different. The most effective actual way to apply to jobs. Now, what I did yesterday was sat down and I actually thought, what job am I undeniably hireable for? And obviously, I came to the conclusion that the best jobs for me to actually apply to, ones that I would almost guarantee my success in, would 100% be the YouTube video editing jobs. YouTube video editing jobs, because I just have such a phenomenal case to make on myself as a video editor for YouTube videos. And that's exactly what I did. I sat down and you know, I wrote a couple ideas down, but ideally I sort of just freestyled this video yesterday and used the first take. And I basically just broke down to the people, you know, talking to the client, not in quotations, the client, talking straight to the client, right? Saying how, you know, I'm basically the perfect person for them to hire because not only have I been making YouTube videos for so long that I've worked on so many different formats of videos, but I'm a YouTuber myself and I understand the platform almost certainly better than most people who would probably be applying to their job. Therefore, I'm going to be a great fit for the job. I basically just said that this is what I do. I apply to YouTube-related jobs. Very interesting, actually. Very interesting indeed, because this makes me an undeniable candidate for the job. It's the same thing as if you have an amazing case to make for you shooting promo videos, right? You could say, I've shot promo videos for every possible business you could think of. I've shot short promo videos that are teasers that are 20 seconds. I've shot long promo videos that are 4 minutes highlighting an event. I've shot, you know what I mean? Basically, literally break down to yourself, what have I done the most? Maybe it's music video editing. Shout out to my boy Nielsen. You know, music video editing is a huge niche, just category really in the remote video editing. Maybe you say, I have edited music videos in every single genre. I've done it in hip hop. I've done it in R&B. I've done it in classical. I've done it in country. I've done it in, you know what I mean? Basically, break down to yourself what you actually have the best case for, and then make a video intro. And the video intro, in my opinion, is crucial to this actually happening, right? So make it a video intro that actually just states that, hey, what's up? I'm probably the best person you could hire for this particular role. Now, the client who I got on the phone to yesterday, John, literally said, 2 seconds, let me push that back. He literally said, you've got some serious balls to even say that to me. And to me, I understand where he's coming from, but at the same time, I believe it 100% that I probably am the best person applying to their job about YouTube video editing. I mean, unless other 150,000 subscriber YouTubers are spending their time on Upwork applying to edit someone else's YouTube videos, it's pretty safe to assume I'm probably going to understand how to make their content the best. That's an assumption, yes, but I firmly believe it. So this isn't about faking it till you make it. I'm the fucking best dude ever. You better hire me. Very not so. Not so at all, you know? It's about actually thinking about what are you genuinely... Gary. Chill out, Gary. Keep pressing play on the Gary V podcast accidentally when I'm turning back my screen on. But what was I saying? Figure out what you make the best case for. What do you make the best case for? And actually specifically target that. And you know, you don't have to big it up. You don't have to lie. What you want to do is you want to literally figure out what you genuinely are the best for. And it's going to make sense, especially like you cannot fabricate this. If I'd have fabricated it when I got on the 25-minute call that me and John proceeded to have after he hired me, after I applied to his job, 30 minutes later he hired me, and we can go through the messages in a second, all right? Actually, because screw it, you know what I mean? Let's actually provide even more value, right? I'm whipping up my Upwork now, and I've got a reply from a whole nother person as well who's saying they like the video. 2 seconds, though. Basically, if I'd have gotten on that call, 25-minute call, and I didn't actually, if I wasn't the best person for the job, I would have exposed myself immediately, right? So, boom. Basically, make sure that you actually understand the type of content you're getting into. Make sure that you're entering the area you feel most confident in. And this, in my opinion, let me read the title again, is how to get more jobs on Upwork easy, and this is how. Maybe I should have called this something more, even more. To be honest, there's a possible chance I've changed the title. Thinking about it, get more jobs on Upwork easy, and this is how. I think I might title this Get Every Job Instantly or something like that. But that's actually a bit of a clickbait. All right, never mind. I'm going to rework the title. I'm not too sure. But for the time being, is Get More Jobs on Upwork Easy, and this is how. I'm really making this shit up as I go along, guys. Trust me, all right? But let's open it up. So, John, if you're watching this, I'm sorry, brother. I'm not exposing you. I'm really not exposing you in any way, brother. I'm sure you wouldn't give a shit about this. But, you know, this is, at the end of the day, really helpful for my guys right here who are trying to figure out how to interact and stuff with clients. So I'm showing it, and it's text messages at the end of the day. I would never record our private conversation. That's a violation of privacy. This, in my opinion, is, I guess it's toting the line. But, I mean, who cares, man? You know, you're good, John. It's all good. Basically, I apply to the job. I apply to something super simple, or I say something super simple. This is what I say. And funny enough, be careful with this approach because this is my energy. But be careful with this approach because John even did tell me he nearly disregarded this message based on how I worded it. But he had an intuition to check it out. And obviously, once you see the video of mine, it's guaranteed that I know what I'm talking about, and it's sort of undeniable. But, oh yeah, also, I'm going to leave my video intro linked down below in the description so you can watch this and make your mind up on me if I'm doing whatever, right? But here's what I applied to. I said, hey, I'd love to get involved. I'm perfect for this. I'm Jack, YouTuber with 150,000 subscribers. Here's my video intro. Boom, I linked it, and I said, I hope to hear back. I think I'd be a great fit. Now, what that does right there is instead of a massive text wall, which is the majority of the other messages John would have received, he receives a message that is very small and actually straight to the point. And then what I do is I let myself in the video that he inevitably is entitled, is kind of baited to click on, because that's basically how I'm saying it's going to talk, you know, it's going to give you more details there essentially. And he clicks there, and then I let myself pitch him in that video. And then at the end of that video, there's a very clear call to action saying to come message me back on Upwork, which is the convert thing, right? So he goes, I would be interested, but just to be clear, I'm not looking for hourly rates. Been there, done that, been ripped off. I loved your video, your pitch video. So far, I do all my own editing and I have less time. I need to record more and leave the editing to someone else. I'm also developing an online course and those videos would need to be done as well. I go, no problem, John. I'd be happy to get on a call and talk more in depth, ? This is crucial. If you guys want to get a long-term client, a client that you establish a relationship with straight away, get on a phone call with them, because this right here is just going to build that relationship 10 times further than over text could possibly figure out, right? This guy turned out to be Scottish, a Scottish man living in America. I would have never known that communicating him over text. You know, I then went to tell him I was just vacationing in Scotland. That created a whole extra thing, you know what I mean? Basically, the call was pretty crucial. He goes, before we do that, perhaps you need to look at my channels. I have a few. Let's start with the two most important ones. You have to be interested in this subject matter. Had a look, absolutely loved it. This further in my mind confirmed that this is a good person to work with. I go, I'm an extremely business-minded and motivational dude, so I think we will be a great fit. Dude makes pretty similar content to like a, you know, it's marketing type of content, it's motivational content, whatever. And there's even like another channel where he goes, maybe check all the channels or whatever. And I said, I have spirituality as a key theme for me as well. Of course, I love spirituality at the end of the day. His spirituality is slightly different to mine, but at the end of the day, all the themes align basically, right? So I go, boom, spirituality is a key theme for me as well. This is a great fit. He goes, okay, it's worth a shot. Couldn't agree more. Should we set up a call? Sure, call me. Boom. We then get on the call. Perfect. Absolutely great. Have a 25-minute chat. Good, you know, a rapport built between us. And now, boom, I've got that client. And the beautiful thing about this situation is this is a busy man right here. Shout out to you, John. If you are somehow watching this, you know, get back to work. You're not making my point very well for you being busy if you're watching my video. But at the end of the day, this guy had loads of other connections, which, you know, we agreed in the deal, you know, would essentially be worked into future, you know, future stuff. There's definitely future prospects for me, and that made me pretty happy to jump on this right away. We've now agreed to start working together. He's going to be sending the first videos to edit this particular week. That right there is that. Done and dusted. A really good client interaction. Overall, the fastest I've probably ever been hit by a client, and it's because I was specifically targeting YouTube jobs. Now, I woke up this morning. I had another hit back from a guy called Utah Aoki. Shout out to Utah. Utah, I'm sorry, I'm not good at pronouncing names, but at the end of the day, I sent him the exact same message. I literally copy-pasted this message more or less, because this right here is letting my video intro do all the talking, right? And then I get a hit back from him this morning saying, hey Jack, I'm sold by your pitch video, lol, you know our world. I've hired a couple of editors for this job, but I would love to work with you in the future, Utah. Wonderful. So, unfortunately, this guy's saying he has actually hired editors for the job that I've applied for, but he loves my intro so much that he wants to work together in the future. And some nonsense on the phone, right? And he's saying he wants to work together in the future. This guy here, actually, I checked this channel out. He has like 600,000 subscribers or something like that. So the fact of the matter is niching down really, really hard. It's actually very obvious to anybody, even a seasoned creator like Utah, that I must know what I'm talking about after watching the video pitch, because I have taught, like, there's plenty of shit, guys. I want to be pretty sure that I'm not making myself out to be anything that I'm not, because I'm not, right? Don't misconstrue me as some master, but with YouTube stuff, that's 100% the area I'm most confident, I'm most knowledgeable, and you know, can provide the most value. So that's why I've niched down even further, a niche within a niche, and I have solely started targeting YouTube-related video editing jobs, because it's undeniable that I'm going to get this job. It's undeniable that I know what I'm talking about and can provide good services, evidenced by John and Utah, who've had a very positive response to my video intro, which I sent them yesterday. Bada bing, bada boom. I've talked for goddamn 14 minutes. Oh, thank God. Smart water, people. Love a good smart water. I also love a good canned water. Plenty of different water options down in my local store, and I'm exploring them all. Anyways, that right there is the video done and dusted. If you enjoyed, please follow me on social media at isjackcole, at isjackcole on everything, and connect with me further. If you want to message back relatively quick, Instagram is your best bet. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Have a nice day, and see you in the next video.